This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Today, the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament began. For some, Dave Harrigan, this is the event they most look forward to the entire year. Now, 1A today, 2A tomorrow, and it's going on. Although, again, if we don't do the hair thing anymore, I'm fine. It was great. We did it for a while. Let's move on. Are you with me? Is it time to move on from the hockey year?
No. No, I'm not going to complain about something that affects me zero. And people get joy from it, Chad. But that's fine.
Okay.
Just yuck okay. Everybody's yum.
Let me review a number of your comments and your emails and your text. Keep standing with that policy. So, your idea, and a great one.
Of course.
What, finally, by the way, blind squirrel, what event do you most look forward to? I am going to most look forward to when I take my golf clubs, put them in the shredder, and never play this stupid game ever again.
Is this an annual event?
No, I want this to be today, okay?
It's a good round yesterday?
I won't go there. But it was the worst round that I've had in 40 years when it was perfect out and playing a hoity-toity golf course and started by lipping out for eagle, and then it looked like I should have played left-handed. I mean, it was ungodly awful. You can tell it's traumatized me. So that will be the greatest day of my life when I finally say enough is enough. Okay. By the way, this is not just sports. Let's be crystal clear. It's not just sports. It could be a personal matter. It could be theater, arts, you name it. I'll give a few. Thanksgiving. Outside of that overrated turkey, although my kid this year made a tremendous turkey. Maybe the greatest turkey ever. Stated by many. That's the new line now, Dave. Stated by many. Greatest turkey ever. It still wasn't a good ham, by the way, but well done. On the sports side, I still want to watch this insipid sport that just crushes me. The Masters and the Ryder Cup. Okay? That's it. That's another one. I so look forward to my kids' birthdays. This is how old I am. I'm going to have a son turn 30 this year. Am I like 150? How old am I? I'm going to have a son turn 30. I'm going to turn 60 this year. And, you know, plenty of people in radio for the last couple of decades have been broadcasting not from in town and don't acknowledge it. That's silly. I'm in California. And the number one reason I'm out here is Quentin. life is immensely easier for Quentin. By the way, a strong second place is I enjoy it, right? So this trip has become something that we've really looked forward to. I'm out here with one of my best friends on the planet, with the only woman I've ever married, but she's my ex-wife. And we live together. We get along great. She's texting over and over again with my girlfriend. I think this is going to come back to haunt me. Dave, should I be worried about this? They're talking more than we're talking, it seems like.
Yeah, it depends on what they're talking about. And ooh, I wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah,
if I were you.
I don't know where this might be going. So these are some of the things I look forward to. I've got a lot more written down. But text me right now. Events where you're participating, you're watching. It's music related. It's theater related. It's sports related. Events in your personal life where maybe they're every year. Maybe they're every 4 years. Maybe they're every 2 years. And Dave came up with it because today the state high school hockey tournament begins in the true state of basketball, because basketball is a much more popular sport in this state. It's not close. In the state of basketball, the state high school hockey tournament is still great. So what do you want to say? You could call us. You could text 651-461-9226. Mr. Harrigan, your idea, what do you have?
Mr. Insecure, you can just stop with saying basketball's more popular. Whether it's true or not, you just calm down. You don't need to be insecure about it because you're a hoops guy and people are loving up the hockey this week. Take it easy. Let people have their fun.
I will be watching it. Plenty of it.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you're just sticking to hoops because everyone loves hoops.
I just acknowledge what the data tells me, that I believe in facts. Apparently you don't believe in facts.
No, I have my own alternative facts, we call them. Events I look forward to, not so much the high school hockey tournament, but the snowstorm that annually comes with it. That's my big one.
Okay.
My wife and I typically take a childless trip. Most years for just, 3-4 nights. That is something I always really look forward to.
God, you hate your kids. You don't care if the kids are out in the snowstorm at the bus stop and now you cite the trip. You could cite the trips you take with the kids, but no, the trips we take without the kids.
Oh, yeah, those are fine, too, the ones that they come with, too. But, the one thing, you mentioned Thanksgiving. I also look forward, very much forward to Thanksgiving. But I really, with kids, with young kids, really look forward to Christmas. Christmas is tremendous with young kids. It's unbelievable. The other thing I really look forward to every year, and I hope we're getting close, maybe a month or so away, maybe less, the first 75 to 80 degree high temperature.
Oh, yeah.
The first day where it's T-shirts, shorts, and just basking in that warm sunshine is one of my favorite moments of the year.
Okay. Is that better than, let's say, Monday? Let's say Monday gets even warmer, and it's 62 in March. I think that first really warm March day is pretty fantastic also.
That's fantastic, but I will still take the 75 to 80 where it's, you wake up, step outside, and it's already, you can feel it. You can feel it is going to warm up, and then you get it mid-afternoon, and the sun still feels great because it's not horribly humid yet. It's not July and August. And you just feel the warmth, and it's you're comfortable in a T-shirt all day long. I'll take that.
Very good ones.
Of course.
I didn't say great. I mean, very, very good.
I'll take
very
that.
Solid.
Thank you.
What do you most look forward to? How about neighbor Bill chiming in? The day Chad moves out of the cul-de-sac. Just kidding, brother. Miss you.
Yes.
I mean, I've told Bill, because when I move, I'm moving about 10 minutes away or so. He's still on duty. It's going to be more problematic for him. He's just going to have to drive farther.
Is there a distance you could move where you'd finally say, you know what, Bill, I relieve you of your duties?
9 hours.
Okay.
9 hours.
So basically far end of North Dakota.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just edging into Nebraska, Montana, you know, somewhere out there. Okay, tell me, again, we should get a ton of response on this. Tell me an event. It could be a part of your personal life. It could be something part of your professional life. Maybe when the bonus comes out. Maybe when the boss gets fired.
The bonus? Excuse me?
Yeah, I know. I know. Maybe it could be sports related, movie related, concert related. Tell me a semi or absolutely regular event that you greatly look forward to, similar to how many people feel today with the high school hockey tournament starting. Phone calls would be great. Go to the Odyssey app, leave a message there, or text us 651-461-9226. I've been talking about Stretch Lab a lot the last couple of days because we really wanted to inform you about how great this place is right from the start. And it's great for a wide spectrum of folks. Let's talk to the folks who are in sports. Even if your kid, let's say your kid's a hockey player, they better be working on flexibility. And guess what? A lot of kids, they don't think about flexibility. I'm going to be fine. They need to do it. Maybe you're in your mid-30s, you're still playing a lot of sports. Maybe you're in your late 50s like me where you're hanging on for dear life. They will work with you to improve your range of mobility. Forget the sports part. Your everyday life, you're sick of waking up sore, the back hurts, the booty hurts, you know, you got the bad shoulder. Stretch Lab does it. They have great therapists at all 11 locations. They'll find one that's convenient for you. It's stretchlab.com. I believe in it. I've been going for 5-6 years. And to make it even better for our audience, you'll get half off your introductory stretch. No reason to wait. And by the way, it's a great gift. Give it to your partner. Give it to a friend. Check it out now. Stretchlab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to plenty of your texts, and we want more coming in. An event that happens with some regularity where you basically you can't wait for it to come. You anticipate it. You're excited. And for a lot of people, that's today. It's the state high school hockey tournament. Preview of the next couple days. No Major Garrett. So we got a Twins game Friday. So he moved Major to Thursday, and then he just gave us the Heisman. I mean, with the money we pay him, what does he think he's doing?
That's
so right now, tomorrow,
behavior.
Yeah, I mean, just awful, anti-American. Right now, our one guest is Jason DeRussia.
Well, I haven't confirmed with him yet. We'll
you haven't confirmed that yet?
Have to work that one out with him.
Yeah. So you'll get the twins. You can podcast the show on a regular basis. And I probably don't mention this enough because no matter what time of day, you got stuff going on. You're sleeping. You got family stuff. You got work stuff. And podcasting is the future of this industry. There's no doubt. And we love the folks who podcast now. Thank you greatly for taking the time to listen to us, including when you're listening live. But you can get us anywhere you podcast outside if it's a competing company. Be great if they would do that. It'd be helpful, but I don't think they're going to do that. So Chad Hartman Show, sign up. You can get a segment. You can get a half hour. You can get an hour. Today, we talked the Trump speech a couple times, including with Dean Phillips. We also covered other items with Dean about negotiations with Hamas and tariffs. We had fun with Rena. We had Jim Pete on. Susie was excellent on a serious topic regarding young women and their belief of toxic masculinity. We talked about peeing in the shower. We talked about Susie and how she's... Did she ever find out, Dave, if she's being honored tonight or tomorrow? Does she know yet?
I think she's still efforting the correct date of the ceremony that is indeed honoring her as a broadcaster.
Yeah, be good if she knew when to go. So, yeah, give us the podcast. Just try it for a couple weeks. If not, you can cut us off. Same thing on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan. @Chad Hartman Show, it will be greatly appreciated if you do that. All right, among the items, Dave Harrigan, what you greatly look forward to, and you're very happy when it arrives. Every day, this texter says, every day when I get home and see my wife after work, you know what that is? That somebody's in the doghouse, and someone is going to show their wife that text when they get home. What about that theory?
I think that is a terrible theory. I think that's a wonderful sentiment for someone who very much cares and loves their spouse, Chad. How dare you think there's anything untoward or seedy about that? Disgusting.
Wow. Elementary school carnivals. You've attended those before, right? You haven't with... You're oldest yet, I assume, or am I wrong to think that?
No, my kids have not had the carnivals yet, but I remember them from my youth, certainly.
Yeah. Did you like the carnivals? I thought they were fun.
Yeah, well, as a kid, heck yeah. You're doing all the fun games, ring toss and throwing darts at balloons or something. It's a great time.
How about as a parent? What are your thoughts?
I'd rather not go.
Just drop them off and just good luck.
Yeah, no, I mean, Lindsay can take them. That's fine. The wife can take them, have some good time, and I'll stay at home, get some work done. What do you say?
Yeah, that's fair. Look forward to my local ice cream shop opening Cup and Cone White Bear Lake.
Oh, that's a good ice cream shop right there, right on 61.
You've tried that one?
Yes, it's very solid. And they always, it's one of a million places that always has a line that starts in, May and doesn't actually wrap up until September.
Yep. What, this is a side topic. What store in Minnesota, restaurant, just place of business consistently has the longest line? 651-461-9226. By the way, for you, Cup and Cone in White Bear Lake, it's just Cup in White Bear Lake because you've established you're afraid of the cone.
I'm not afraid, but I just know that the cup is much more conducive to the enjoyment of the ice cream versus having to slick it down before it all melts.
You don't like to tongue that cone? Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
He has terrible tongue dexterity.
That's what I've
He's
heard.
He's a fright. What's the cinnamon roll place, Jason? Is it Uptown that has the long line?
Isles Bun?
Yeah.
It is Isles Bun and Coffee.
Live up to the hype?
What, you want me like to take a dump on like small little family?
It's terrible.
You're a reviewer. Do you just kiss
it's
up?
It's very
all the
good.
Places?
I would never, literally nothing of a food variety could live up to the hype of waiting in line for 2 hours on a Saturday morning for a stupid cinnamon roll. Give me a break.
Thank you.
How's
That's
that?
What I wanted.
How's that
and that is the correct answer.
Come on.
I mean, and I love a cinnamon roll. I prefer pecans on them. You like the pecans?
I do like a pecan. You like it candied? You got to be candied if you're putting it on a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This one, theirs is very good. It's very good.
Is there can you give us the ideal cinnamon roll?
I do like the cinnamon roll from Colossal Cafe. I think that's very good.
Oh, I've had that before. It's very good. More anticipation for an event. Opening day deer hunting in Wisconsin, always the weekend before Thanksgiving. Okay.
That's pretty good.
For you, Jason DeRussia, some sort of annual event that you greatly anticipate. Personally, professionally, something you watch. What comes to mind?
Ooh. Well, I always enjoy and get excited about March Madness and that first weekend. And, you know, I like to see if Marquette can win one game before they get eliminated. Like, that's sort of my little family
and
tradition.
They choke.
They do choke.
Chokers.
Yeah, they're not built to go long in the tournament, that's for sure.
Mm-mm. More. Feels great when the boss goes on vacation. For us,
doesn't matter.
There's email. Yeah. There's phone calls. There's texts.
Doesn't really. There's no off switch.
No.
On the coach.
Chad, I also look forward to the Nobel Peace Prize Day so we can see anyone besides Trump win. We don't know that yet. He could win it.
Well, I mean, it takes a courageous man to negotiate with Hamas. So here we are.
Yeah. Where do you stand on that one, by the way?
Honestly, I think you should always be open to negotiating with anyone. And I personally suspect that when we say as a country we don't negotiate with terrorists, that has never been a true statement.
Yeah. I agree with you. I would have the dialogue. And then I would fully expect I'm going to walk away saying, why did I do that?
You just can't trust them, right? You can't trust.
And there's no
can you trust anyone? I don't know.
Right. You know, Indy 500, someone suggests. Bugs, fireworks, loud parties outside, construction projects. Sorry. There are more negatives with the onset of warm weather. Who is this person?
Jeez. Yowage.
Jeez. Get out of here.
I think the first, backyard fire, that's another kind of anticipatory moment for me. I don't know. It's a very interesting question, trying to think of something that I anticipate.
Alyssa coming to her senses and kicking you out?
Yeah. My birthday, that once-a-year treat that I get?
Yeah. That you tell us you're rarely going to talk about, and then you actually talk about for a month?
Well, I don't think that's exactly the treat I was referring to, but
yeah.
The gents in the studio got the joke, but it's fine. We're not making eye contact. You don't always get
Yeah. I don't deal with your smut, okay?
All right.
Beneath me.
Yeah, I get it.
More smut talk with Jason.
Next
3 hours.
How long I last.
Where's Howard Viking when you need him?
Yeah.
See.